and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
Yeah, zip code's 12204.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please?
Shakaya Wright.
Thank you, Ms. Wright. Would you have shipping address, please, to verify?
I'm calling to see what this is, actually, before I provide all this information. I have a debit from my account, and I have no clue what it's for.
My pleasure. I'm here as a third-party call center, and we manage many different companies and brands. And when customers call in, we simply assist. You either have a charge or an order.
Yeah, there is a charge for $39.99, but it doesn't say for what. It just had this number, and I'm not sure what it's for. And I recently had some fraudulent activity on my account a few weeks ago, so I just want to ensure it was actually something I did or if it's something I need to report.
Understood. So it's a legitimate order, definitely, but I may not speak Ms. Wright's information to anyone, so I would need you to verify the address that starts with 54, please.
The address is 54 Image Street, Albany, 12204.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. So I do see that for $7.95, you have bought into the sweepstakes to have the possibility of winning a TV. And then also you bought into a membership that's a discount online shopping membership.
Yeah.
And that's what you're being charged.
Okay, yeah, no, that shouldn't be. What the heck? That's why I hate stuff like that. It pops up and you're not 100% clear on actually what it is until something like this happens.
So whatever
this is, I don't want any parts of it.
Understood, Ms. Wright. I'm able to cancel this definitely and just shut the account down for no future charges.
Please do so.
1 minute for me, please.
Oh, Lord. Shopping for what? Like that.
And I'll give you a cancellation number in a moment.
And what did I purchase for $40?
So let me look here in a moment. Now, let me see here. So that's the membership discount charge.
Membership for what?
For being allowed to shop on an online discount store. And you would have been sent an email that would tell you how to go about that.
Okay. I don't remember any of that. So that $40, I'm assuming you said you can cancel it moving forward. There's nothing I can do about the payment that was already made. Does that give me access to something at least for the next 30 days, or was that the end of the cycle?
Well, at this point now, the company is available to offer you 35% refund, so you get something back.
Okay.
And that would be a $14 refund that would show up in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you. That makes me feel a little bit better at least.
1 minute for me, please.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're welcome, ma'am. And I'm going to give you a refund and a cancellation tracking number.
Thank you.
So, yeah, when you call, if you need to call back, you can always still just use your zip code and your name, and verify your shipping address. But just so you have for your records, we give you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'll be with you in 1 moment. Okay, ma'am, when you're ready, I'm ready to give you that information.
I'm ready.
Okay, that number is C like Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is 2 260
731
281
281
That is it.
That is it. Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
The best you, Ms. Wright. The account is shut down. No more charges, no shipping. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thanks for calling customer support, Ms. Wright.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.